You know, the average American is, Matthew just emailed me a few moments ago, changes jobs every 5 to 7 years. I've been here now 10. Prior to that, I was at a station for 5, and then one before that, 15. I mean, I stick around. For radio, I'm unheard of. But the average American changes jobs every 5 years. Why do these elected politicians stay till death? I mean, if nothing else, Charles, thanks for your service. But I think over 20 years, don't you want to spend some time with your wife and grandchildren? Another way I would say it is, there's a guy that's all about power. He doesn't care. In fact, as Rebecca revealed in her research, nobody's ever heard from him. Nobody's ever met him, seen him. He doesn't care about the people. He's a power candidate. It's time we get representation in Williamson County for the people. Wouldn't it be refreshing to have somebody like Rebecca Ann Burke? I mean, you want to make America great again? Start at home. Well, I saved the best in this hopeful message of how we can paint a future, our future, that shows we're serious. And we can do our part to show Washington we're serious about pulling the remaining weeds. And I saved the best for last. I know there are a lot of you that thought other names, and you'll still get other names. I'm still thoroughly convinced that Marsha Blackburn is going to run for this seat. Why? Because Marsha Blackburn thinks it's her entitlement to go from the state legislature to the United States House of Representatives, and now after years of going along and getting along, it's her natural graduation to the United States Senate. I don't see her that way. I see her as a big part of the confusion and division that we have, led by compromise. I want somebody of principle, courage, character, understanding of the issues. Somebody that when I interview them, I'm not a ventriloquist pulling a string. This person's smarter than me. And nothing about Washington would ever change him. Oh, if we could wake up trading Diane Black for Judd Matheny, trading somebody like Mike Green for Marsha Blackburn, and trading somebody like Bob Corker for Andy Ogles, we'll be in good shape. And joining us on the live line is Andy Ogles. And I think I have proven, Andy, I can keep a great secret, but I don't have to anymore. You're running for the United States Senate. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, it's funny. When we texted earlier about me calling into the show, I was actually sitting in a doctor's chair. And the reason being is that, you know, I'm not afraid of the amount of money that Bob Corker has. I'm not afraid of the bad things he's going to say about me. It's the fact that in 2 weeks, you know, I had to quit my job to do this. I had a great job. I've been successful in my role. But I lose insurance in 2 weeks. And what terrifies me most is that in 2 weeks, my kids won't have health care. And I have to go look on the exchange. I have to go talk to the Farm Bureau or some of these other organizations to see what insurance is going to cost. And you know what? It shouldn't be scary to change jobs. It shouldn't be scary to take a leap of faith like this and run for office, because that's what our founding fathers intended. But right now we're being punished because we have a broken healthcare system. And look, we have a $20 trillion debt. We have a broken healthcare system. If you've been in Washington, D.C. 10, 12, 14 years, you created this problem.
I've never been, I don't even know if I am a Republican anymore, Andy. I really don't. I don't think I am. I'm proud of our platform, and if we lived our platform, I would have a home in that platform. It's been so long since we lived it. I'm scared to death. I mean, the Democrat Party has literally become Socialist Party, all right? And the Republicans act more like the Democrat Party, which leaves the essence of who we are. Not my brand of worldview, not my brand of conservatism. Their own platform is what indicts them. They just don't live what they believe. And we've seen that play out. Give us control of the House and we'll repeal Obamacare. They didn't. Give us control of the Senate and we'll defund amnesty. And they didn't. Give us the White House and the House and the Senate and we will secure our borders and we will enforce our laws and we will take the debt seriously and pay it down and we will repeal and replace. But they haven't done a squat, diddly squat. And you, like our founding fathers, and I know it's scary and it's easy for me to be the encourager. I'm not the one doing it. I've been down this road with Scott Oatsfall when he risked everything to start Life Transformation 360. And he gives me so much credit today. I didn't do anything but believe in him and believe in what it does. But he had to risk everything. And you, like our founding fathers, are going to risk everything. That's a serious thing for a husband and father to do. And I think it speaks everything to your motives. Now the question is, defeating Bob Corker, is it possible? We've come close, you know, in previous races against Lamar Alexander, but missed. We've come close against Corker and missed. How are you going to be the difference, and how can you actually win this?
Well, I think one of the great things about my previous role with AFP is that, you know, I spent the last 4 years traveling the state, talking to people, to recruiting activists to fight on issues like health care, tax reform, defeating Common Core. And to be able to leverage that network and roll it right into a Senate campaign, no one else can do that. No one else can claim that. You know, I've got a built-in grassroots army that's ready to go. You know, fortunately, again, in my previous role, I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of great individuals kind of on the donor side, and again, that are ready to roll, ready to start raising money. It's going to take money to defeat Bob Corker, but it's also going to take issues, and the facts speak for themselves. You know, Bob Corker, you know, appreciate your service. However, you've been there long enough. It's time for you to go. And I'm going to run a hard-charging grassroots campaign, and we're going to defeat Bob Corker by talking about the issues. We don't have to sling mud because the facts speak for themselves.
So if people are living in Tennessee and they want somebody that really believes the way they do, will really represent what they do, will never change and never compromise, but be a principled voice, conservative voice in Washington, you're their guy. Now, how can I help you? How can they help you get elected so it can be their Senate seat again?
Sure, absolutely. You can go to andyogles.com. It's andyogles.com. We have a website up. You can punch in your email. We'll start reaching out to folks. I'm on Facebook as well, so I'm pretty easy to find. And you know what? We need county chairs, we need precinct captains, we need people that want signs, we need people to donate. You know, I'm going to travel this state. You know, I've done so for the last 4 years. And, you know, again, I'm not afraid of the money. I'm not afraid of the hard work. But, you know, again, I went to the eye doctor today because I know in 2 weeks I don't have insurance. And, again, Bob Corker and anyone else who's been in D.C. 10, 12, 14 years, you created this mess. You've made promises to fix it, and you've broken them. We just hit a $20 trillion in debt. That's my grandchildren's future. You know, nothing means more to me than my children. My wife and I, we've had four beautiful children. We've had to bury one of our kids. I know the meaning of life. I know the purpose of life. I'm going to defend it. And like on the issues that I fought at the state capitol, if I say I'm committed to something, I'm going to go all in, and I'm going to win. And I need your support. Go to andyogles.com. We're going to win this, but we need your help. If you believe in Donald Trump and you want to drain the swamp, that was a mandate not only for his campaign, for each and every one of us to get back involved, to take our country, to take our state back. My name is Andy Ogles, and I appreciate everyone that's listening today.
Well, my name is Michael DelGiorno, and I vouch for Andy as a husband, as a father, as a brilliant conservative mind, and as our best candidate we've ever had to run against Bob Corker, and I speak blessings on you and protection on you, your wife, and your children as you risk everything. I pray that God will be near to you and an encouragement to you. I pray that he'll give you great favor and rally many behind you, and I speak victory in your future, whether it's actual office-holding victory or victory in whatever God, who is past, present, and future, knows how he's going to use you ultimately, that becomes clearer and clearer. But I do pray, and I do wholeheartedly support your candidacy. And there's nobody that could announce in the future that will woo me away from my confidence that you are the right person at the right time to fill this seat. So it's going to be a long, over a year process, but know that you'll always have me in your corner, and you're winning 1-0. As far as I know, two to nothing.
That's all that matters, right?
2-0, as far as I know. And I encourage all of my listeners, if we have any kind of relationship, if I have any kind of credibility, please extend all favor that you hold for me to Andy, as I've asked you to do for Rebecca Ann Burke, and as I've asked you to do for Judd Matheny. If we can wake up And our Senate seat is Andy Ogles, no longer Bob Corker. And our congressional seat is Judd Matheny, no longer Diane Black. And it is maybe even somebody like a Mike Green or whoever's going to come forward. I've often felt like it should have been Jack Johnson, but whomever that will take the seat of Marsha Blackburn. I think we've done our part in Tennessee, where it really matters, to make the giant leap towards making America really on the trajectory of being great again. Andy Ogles. All right, they'll find you. Is the website up? AndyOgles.com?
That's up.
And then I know Facebook is up. So this is the time to begin praying. This is the time to start giving. This is the time to start volunteering. This will be your United States Senate seat again. But you got to join Andy and go win it first. AndyOgles.com. Congratulations on this long-awaited announcement. And God bless your run for the United States Senate. All right, Andy Ogles, no longer with Americans for Prosperity in Tennessee. He is now a candidate for the United States Senate, and I encourage you to get behind him. Now, let me tell you how this could go. We could wake up with Diane Black governor. We could wake up with Marsha Blackburn, United States Senator. I mean, Charles Sargent returning to the state house. I mean, you can continue in this exercise of insanity, sending the same people and expecting a different result. Please don't make that my future. Because I could still vote with my feet. And that would be the last straw for me. You don't like the way Washington looks? You're looking in the mirror. Do something about it. And today alone, where it really matters, I've given you hope. You could exchange a power broker, a problem like Charles Sargent, who really, I mean, you know, I look at Charles Sargent, I look at Marsha Blackburn, and I say, I mean, what are you doing? Do you really think there's nobody but you? Go home. You've served long enough. Wrap it up. Go enjoy the golden years of your marriage. Go enjoy being a grandparent. What we have is clearly not working, not for President Trump, but for America. $20 trillion tells me we don't have the right people yet. You're $20 trillion in debt and Obama's gone. Something's still wrong on the bench. Something's still wrong in the organization. There is no wall. There still is struggles to enforce laws. We still don't have repeal and replacement of Obamacare, still. And you're headed towards a single-payer system if the trajectory doesn't change. Look in the mirror. And give somebody else a chance. I mean, if not now, when? You want to make America great again? I present you Rebecca Ann Burke, Williamson County, come on. Get it right this time. I present to you Judd Matheny. Come on, get it right this time. I present to you Andy Ogles. Come on, get it right this time. I present you Mae Beavers for governor. Come on, get it right. Grow up and get it right. But if politics as usual wins, oh, I can tell you what it's going to look like. The exact same. Not about who's president. It's about we the people and who we send as actual representatives of we the people. Today should be a day of great hope. The future will tell.